Colin Woodall, NCBA's CEO of the organization. And Colin, let's chat a little bit. You and I were just talking. It's so good to see cattle men and women from across the country in person here in Nashville.
It is great to see everybody with no mask on. We can shake hands. We can sit at the table and eat a little steak and drink a little beer and get caught up. And I think that's why everybody's having fun right now. It's because we haven't been able to do that for almost 18 months. You know, we were the last big trade association meeting before the pandemic hit. And here we are, the first one back. And we're excited to have that notoriety, if you would. And so it's all about the fun, but it's also about getting done the business of the association.
One really exciting piece of news that was shared was, of course, the sustainability plan that the organization has come up with. And obviously that complements really well the work that the Cattlemen's Beef Board and Beef Checkoff does. And you guys are really teaming up all together to just share the sustainability message of what ranchers do across the country. And can you please highlight that plan for us and what's all included in it?
You know, this issue of sustainability is not going away. It's not a fad. It is here to stay. We're hearing about it from the administration, from Congress, from consumers, from retailers, et cetera. So we know that we have to be in this discussion. And in order to be effective and to make sure that this discussion does not lead to more rules and regulations, we have to lead. And that's why we decided to move forward and put together some goals. Our first goal is to be climate neutral by 2040. It's a big goal. But it's doable because we believe that methane as a greenhouse gas has not been appropriately measured for years now. There's new science out there that shows quite clearly that when you look at methane, it only stays in the atmosphere for about 10 years before it's reabsorbed by the grasses that we then graze to put great beef on the bones of these animals that we can then ultimately serve the consumer. But it's more than that. It's about sustainability from a social component, showing the consumer that we are taking good care of our animals and our workers, and also from an economic sustainability standpoint where we have to be profitable as producers or we're not going to have an industry, and then there is no solution to climate change without farmers and ranchers.
And so I guess as we round out the conversation today, Colin, let's end on another fun, positive high note. What's been your favorite part about convention thus far? And for those maybe who weren't able to make it here in person, what's one message you would like to leave with them?
You know, the single best part is actually just seeing our members, being able to catch up with old friends and people we haven't seen in ages. That is the best part. There's been a lot of fun, a lot of great speakers, a lot of receptions, a fantastic trade show, but seeing everybody is the best. And as we look at the rest of 2021 going into 2022 and our next convention, it's making sure that everybody understands that NCBA is on the front line. We're working these issues, not only sustainability, but tax policies, market policies, et cetera. And we're going to continue to do that and lead and make sure we can do everything we can to provide the opportunity for producers to be profitable.
Well, again, Colin Woodall, CEO with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Megan.